The issue was that there was the presumption that black former NFL players started, if you will, right, with lower levels of neurocognitive functioning than white former NFL players.
Right.
Solely based on the rate on the, you know, their racial categorization. Right. And so and because that was factored into these clinical diagnostic tests or the scoring of those tests, that black former players would have to demonstrate more impairment, right, in terms of neurocognitive functioning in order to be like categorized as having been impacted, right, and having these traumatic brain injuries that would entitle them to compensation. So yeah, to your point, right, it's like the super old school racism, right, like kind of quintessential racism. And I think, you know, one of the things that we had kind of been aware of, but that this, I think, threw into greater relief for us, was that this kind of practices, right, in terms of how the medical community, right, and medical professionals treat race as an independent variable in thinking about people's health and in diagnostic tools and assessments and things of that nature, as this really problematic practice, right? And that it's rather ubiquitous, you know, within the institution of medicine in this country. And that's really, you know, I don't know how much people are necessarily aware of that, but I think that was why it was, you know, when this story broke, the NFL basically said, yeah, this is what we're doing. They didn't deny it, right? They said, yes, this is what it is. It was part of the agreement that we settled, you know, the initial class action lawsuit, that this would be part of how we would proceed with, you know, evaluating claims and things of that nature, was using these kind of corrections, right? Based on racial identities. And because that was seen as and accepted as standard medical practice. And that's a big problem, right? And I think that we should be clear that race has no biological basis, right? And so as a historical, social, socially ascribed category, race is not capable of making anything happen. Race is not capable of explaining anything. Right. And so that was one of the things that we wanted to really highlight. Right. Was that, you know, often there's like we take a shortcut, and I say we, you know, just in general, the broadly writ large. Right. Is that we can take a shortcut in thinking about an outcome. Right. And explaining that in terms of race. Right. Like, well, that can't actually. Race can't actually do anything, right? And so that were things that we wanted to challenge.
Yeah, I mean, like racial prejudice can certainly do things, but that's a that's a like not a very helpful conflation that people tend to make, that that oftentimes people, you know, including progressives, leftists, you know, will say that race explains something, by which they mean that racism explains it, which is sometimes true, although even there as you point out in several points in the article, I mean it often like really misses the mark, because you know, I think anybody who knows anything about the NFL, they're probably going to be a lot less motivated by you know, racial solidarity than they are by money, you know, that they're not going to you know, it's not that they want to, you know, that they want to pay more out to white players. It's they want to save every conceivable dollar. And, you know, given the racial demographics of the NFL, this is a really easy way to do that.
That's right. Absolutely. And I think, you know, to circle back a bit to one of the points that you made, and just elaborate on it or give an example, like when people say something happened because of the color of someone's skin.
Right.
Right. Whatever the color of someone's skin may be, that can't cause anything to happen, right? Because my skin is, you know, translucent white, you know, or someone else's skin is is dark brown or whatever the case may be, right? That doesn't cause anything, right? Now, you know, someone may treat someone in a particular way based on, you know, racism, right? Or certain perception, and factor into that, certainly. But we should be cautious about, you know, taking some of those even rhetorical shortcuts, right? In terms of how we discuss this stuff. But yeah, and then I think to your broader point, right? Like, I think there's a tendency, one of the things that we tried to do in the piece was, there's a tendency to, you know, imbue race and racism with this kind of metaphysical, mystical quality, right? That it's this thing that operates outside of, you know, this trans-historical thing that operates outside of, like, quotidian life, right? It kind of like this pervasive, spiritual type of thing. And so we wanted to fight against that, right? And really kind of ground these dynamics that we were seeing with the NFL in the broader history of race and racism, which is related to labor exploitation, right? And that race as, you know, these categories of populations, right, and how we think about different groups of people emerged out of a prerogative to exploit labor, right, in particular in the American context, in the colonial context during the revolutionary period, to kind of explain, right, these ideals of freedom and universal rights and the reality of chattel slavery, right?
Yeah, I mean, you quote a line I've always loved from Barbara and Karen Fields about the absurdity of talking about slavery as if its primary purpose were the production of white supremacy, not the production of rice, cotton, sugar, and tobacco. Yeah, right. You know, which is like, you know, again, directly parallel to the NFL issue. You know, they want, you know, the goal is financial. You know, this is a convenient way of getting it. But you have been watching a free public preview for a Patreon exclusive episode of Give Them an Argument. To get the rest of this episode plus Patreon exclusive episodes every single Thursday, as well as Patreon exclusive post games after the regular show every Monday night, and a lot more, head over to patreon.com/Ben Burgess. As a friend of mine used to put it, why be foolish?